You know, somebody mentioned earlier about the mineral rights being for sale, and, you know, maybe it'll be a good steward like Signal Hill Petroleum, but there's a worst-case scenario out there that maybe it's some highly leveraged buyer that, you know, it's going to be very difficult to control and won't provide good stewardship. And I guess, to me, that's one of the reasons why we want to acquire the land, so that we have some control, that we have some ability to manage what happens there, so it's not in private hands, because certainly the city or the Los Cedros Wetlands Authority is going to be far more restrictive in regards to what somebody can do from an oil drilling perspective on their property, as opposed to if it's a private landowner, then, you know, their goals can be profit. So, you know, whatever generates the most revenue is going to be the approach they take if somebody comes along and purchases that. So I think that's an argument on why we need to acquire this land. You know, as people talk about this not being a good deal, or it's not equitable, it's not fair, I guess I've looked at it and said, you know, for quite some time, is there a better deal out there? And I haven't been able to see it here. I haven't seen any indication from staff or from anyone else that there's an ability to acquire this land at a lower price today. So to me, really what the options are is, do we want to take this deal? And maybe we do, maybe we don't, we'll see. But do we want to take it, or do we have no deal? But there's not another option. There's not an option B that says, well, we can get it, but we can get it at a better price, or we can get more acres, or we can get something that's a sweetener. It's this or nothing. And maybe nothing is the way we should go. So, I mean, I'm not saying we shouldn't look at that option. But I haven't seen anything come along that indicates to me there's a better deal than what's being proposed. And this is a very gray area. I mean, obviously it's controversial. There's no black and white, regardless of what side you are in this transaction. I don't think that, you know, one side is right and what side is wrong. It depends on your point of view. But I will tell you that, you know, I'm more along the lines, if I understand Rudy Wittmeyer's perspective correctly, if I understand what he was saying, and when you talk about it being, you know, what looks like a high price today might look like a discounted value tomorrow. And I know when we go back years, and I remember I can talk to my predecessor, a couple before me, Councilman Drummond, and he's still unhappy that the acquisition of the wetlands wasn't done on his watch, that he had an opportunity. It came very close to getting it done, but at the end of the day, it fell apart because of a price, that it wasn't too high. And, you know, you look at it now, and I don't know if they were off $100,000 or $500,000 or a million. I don't know what the delta was, but certainly what it was, when you looked back, you know, you don't see people that were patting themselves on the back because they're sure glad they didn't pay that, whatever that extra was. They're sure glad they didn't pay that extra. And I have a concern that if we don't do this transaction tonight, then when we come back at this in 3 or 4 or 6 years or whenever it is that we come back at this table again, because I do think we'll come back. There's been a few false starts. They haven't gone anywhere. Maybe this will be another one that doesn't go anywhere. But when we do come back, I think there would be another opportunity. You know, nothing tells me, you know, based on history, that we're going to be in any better position. I hope that we don't decline this tonight and then look back 4 or 5 years from now and say, you know, in retrospect, that looked like a pretty good deal considering what we're negotiating now, or maybe what's happened to the land since then. Because I do believe that there's a certain amount of developable acreage. Of course, we won't know what that number is until a delineation study is done, but I do believe there's some out there. I think prior studies have indicated there were. And I think what we know is there's something less than whatever the last delineation study was. There's an amount of acreage that's less than that now. So perhaps there's a bit of a leap of faith that needs to be done. That's kind of where I am, but I think that acquiring and preserving the wetlands is important. It's certainly a priority of mine, so I'm going to make the motion to approve the recommendation as submitted by staff.